Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. What will I do today? If there is tomorrow, there is no ruin. If there is tomorrow, there is no ruin. So what do? As soon as you start feeling yourself catastrophizing, remember to ask yourself better questions and say, okay, not what I wanted, so what should I do today? Not what I wanted, what am I gonna do tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening to start moving it forward, to making that next dollar or that next right action of integrity, to make that next call, that next email? There's always a next, right? Always a next. It's like, it's one of the great four-letter words of all time, next, right? So ruin shouldn't be stopping you. Fear of ruin, you just have to know where that is, because what you're doing is you're catastrophizing. And this is really important. If you don't feel like you made big leaps this year, you were scared. You were like, I'm gonna jump off this cliff and take this action and I'm gonna fall to my death, ruin, destruction. Instead of saying, I'm gonna jump off this cliff and I'm gonna fly, baby. I don't know how, and I might fall for a little bit, but I'm gonna flap those wings, and at some point, I'm gonna catch that wind, and here we go. Your expectancy was in the gutter versus in the air. You were looking down
versus looking up. You were feeling down versus animating yourself so you felt better and that you moved further. So my friends, be wary of the ruinous thoughts, those global, catastrophizing, dead, negative, forever things that you have. Soon as you hear it, you gotta flip it. Soon as you hear it, you gotta flip it. Fear of regret, it's like a stake in the ground that you're tied to. You know you wanna go beyond a boundary, but this fear of regret stops you. Because you know you don't want to regret taking an action, because if you took an action and you rejected and you were ruinous and then you felt like, I knew I shouldn't have done that, well, how doubly, like, doesn't this make everything else worse, right? If you fear these things and they happen, now you regret the action, it's 10 times worse. But that's what we keep doing. We 10 times our fears by going, well, if I do it, I'll regret it. And so we got to flip this a little bit and we have to go, oh, okay. What if I do positive things so that I don't have negative regrets? Versus saying, well, I don't want to do that because I would experience negative regret. Most people use regret the wrong way. They use regret as a reason to not do something. I don't want to do that because I'll regret it. Versus, I'm going to do those things so I don't have regret. Right? Many of you guys know my story from my car accident as a 19-year-old kid. Part of the reason I lived so courageously and boldly and I put myself out there so much all the time is because I don't want to get to the end of my life and say, you know what, I served half-ass because I was scared. I don't want to get to the end of my life and regret going through so many days not present, going through so many days just going through the motions, going through so many days not engaged with my passions, my enthusiasms, my loves, my people. Like, I don't want to be that guy who's rocking on the rocket chair saying, I wish I would've, should've, could've at the end of my life. So I take positive daily actions to avoid that type of experience. I don't want to get to the end of my life, wish I would've, should've, could've, and act like there's still not a tomorrow. The ideal of hope for a better tomorrow is one of the great deconstructors of fear. There's a block there. Like, fear introduces like this black wall in front of us. And we forget on the other side, there's all this open field of freedom. And we just keep thinking, our fear like narrows our view so tightly that we forget that there's tomorrow. So people, their regrets are held so close. Like, I don't want to do that because I'll regret that and it'll be irrecoverable. And I'm just like, well, when you have a learning mindset, there's not much regret. Just like I don't have a lot of disappointment, I also don't have a lot of regret. Because I was like, oh, I did that, didn't work out, darn it, okay, shouldn't have done that, learn, adjust behavior. And so what I tell people, I say, look, if you got a lot of guilt, the path out of guilt starts at the path of forgiveness for yourself, for other people. I mean, you gotta let it go. You can't advance with all the baggage of self-hate. You gotta let that stuff go. And so what I tell people is, as much as we fear that, like, I'm gonna regret and I have a lot of guilt and they don't let that go and they think forgiveness is just about themselves and others, I also go, you know what? Forgive yesterday. You weren't as wise or intentional or thoughtful as you could be today. That's the ideal of hope. I don't have to regret yesterday. I don't have to be guilty about yesterday, because you know what? I'm better today. I learned from that. I'm telling you, the learning mindset is the great release of fear. Because as soon as you approach it, it's like, I'm gonna learn through it and get better. Now the fear doesn't stop you anymore. Because you don't say, well, I'm gonna get stuck here, or this will happen forever. The forever goes away when you finally step into the realization that there is hope, there is a tomorrow. Because you know what? I think one side of regret would be to have lived your whole life with a bleak outlook. Because you'll get to the end and you go, damn it, I didn't appreciate it. I didn't appreciate all those days I had. I didn't appreciate all the second chances I had every time I woke up a new Monday morning. I didn't appreciate it. I missed the whole ride. You know what? I stood in line for the ride of life the whole time. I never got on the ride. I was just a waiter. I was just a watcher. I never really engaged. That's real regret. And I can share with that because I've been there in hospices with people in the last weeks, hours, minutes of their life. And if there is regret, it's usually a lack of full engagement with life. I didn't really show up. I didn't appreciate what I had. So if you got a lot of regret, you gotta learn to forgive the guilt, forgive the bad days, and start appreciating today again. Because you know what? When you fall in love with the moment, when you fall in love with this opportunity you have, when you really appreciate the now, then there's not a lot of room for fear in that, right? In that deep feeling of appreciation, it's hard for fear to edge itself in. So let go of the regret concerns, my friend. There's a tomorrow, and it's gonna be amazing.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.
Two, Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.